Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Storytime with Mama V. I'm so excited to read to you today. Today, we have a St. Patrick's themed book on the show called Whiskers Finds His Luck. Let's get right into it. In a quiet little town on a hill over yonder, stood a cat named Whiskers who loved to wander. He wondered with interest. He wondered with glee, for spring had arrived. So happy was he. He skipped over rocks and fields of clover till a strange sight appeared, and he stopped to look it over. There it was, a house so small, just a mouse could fit inside. So he found a spot from which to watch, a spot in which to hide. But he waited and he waited, and no mouse appeared. Instead, to his surprise, came a wee man with a beard. But plain and ordinary, this little man was not. With boots and belt and tall top hat, he was unusual, Whiskers thought. The man looked weary and said out loud,
"At last, a place to rest. I hope the owner of this house won't mind me as a guest."
Whiskers quickly leaped out, and the man stopped with a jump. Then suddenly, a trapdoor fell and landed with a thump. "What was that?" said Whiskers as his eyes flew open wide.
"Be careful, it's a trap!"
With great surprise, the wee man cried. "Who are you?" said Whiskers to the man dressed all in green.
"I'm a leprechaun," said he. "But do you know what you've just seen?"
Whiskers shook his head, confused, so the leprechaun sat, then explained what he had meant, quite in detail to the cat.
"That, the house, was a trap. If he'd step through its door, he'd be stuck there like a prisoner and could come out nevermore."
That a child would have come and taken him home, where he'd be forced to live forever, like a simple garden gnome. Oh no.
"If you hadn't come along, I would have been tricked. You're a good luck charm, dear cat, I predict." "You can help me, brave cat," said the man with delight.
"But how?" Whiskers asked. How could he be right?
"We must scour these hills with your luck at our side, but there's treasure to be found. We'll search far and wide."
So Whiskers stepped in beside the strange little man over fields and hills of green. But what was his plan? Many hours passed by as they searched high and low, under rocks, inside logs, along the creek bed below. When suddenly, a blaze of color shot across the sky, a rainbow shining brightly. Whiskers gazed up with a wow sigh. He'd never seen such beauty, nor had he ventured such a quest. With a lucky day indeed it was, he brimmed with happiness.
"We found it," said the leprechaun, "a proper pot of gold. Good luck indeed you are to me, brave cat, so dear, so bold."
It was so much loot, rich they would be. Whiskers' eyes flew wide, very rich he could see. But Whiskers had no need for gold. "You keep it all, dear sir, for I'm rich with luck instead." Then he began to purr.
"Do you mean it?" said the leprechaun. "For it's yours as much as mine."
Whiskers gave him a nod. "Mm-hmm." And the leprechaun said,
"Then you're a very rare feline. True luck will follow wherever you go, and happiness as well. I thank you kindly, dear sweet cat, as I bid you farewell."
So Whiskers meowed, meow, and turned to leave. A smile upon his face, he'd seen new things and made a new friend, which nothing could replace. Meow. What a strange spring day he'd come to know. What a curious day he'd spent. But best of all, he'd have good luck no matter where he went. So how about that for a little Luck of the Irish St. Patrick's story for us? Thank you so much for listening. This was a very cool and very magical story. I really enjoyed reading this one just as much as I enjoy reading all the other ones for you. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to share this episode. And hey, share the Luck of the Irish with a friend, a family member. And I'll see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now.